talking corn growth and development today, and it's important, no matter what crop you're growing, that you understand each stage of that plant's life cycle. That way you can better manage and better make decisions in your fields. With corn, we look at the above ground portion a lot. We look at how many leaves we've got and all that. But I've got Eric Moore with us right now with Soil Warrior. I want to talk about what's going on below ground, because I don't think that gets enough discussion. Eric, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. We're doing well. Okay, talk to me about below ground. And if we want to get corn root systems going down and getting deep, so when it dries out later in the summer, we can access water, we can access more nutrients. What should farmers be thinking about this spring as they're getting fields ready?
You know, I think it really depends on, number one is looking at compaction layers. If we want to have a good root mass, we want to develop good rooting depth, we want to find out if we have a restriction layer in that soil that's going to hinder that root development. The other thing we want to look at is a kind of a total nutrient development plan. You know, deep placement, I think, is a great way. If we manage that deep compaction or those compaction layers, place some nutrients deep that are available late season. But I think what we need to do is look at a total, you know, soil surface to that rooting depth nutrient plan. You know, I work in a lot of areas where we're kind of low organic matter soils, the coarse textured soils, or even areas where, you know, with crop removal and kind of some lower banding rates, we've really kind of depleted that surface of nutrients, haven't made good building applications. And in those cases, what we found is if we placed all of our nutrients in one concentrated place, when those nutrients and that water in that area is used up, we're pretty deficient in root mass in other areas. So when I work with customers on building that, you know, a nutrient plan that's going to promote a good root mass, I want to see a combination of application. If we can build that kind of that zone fertility where we make that surface application of 0 to 6 inch application of our kind of our main concentration of microbial activity, we make a good nutrient application there, but make sure that we've got nutrients available late season as well.
All right. One other thing, when we think about soils, Eric, and especially at this time of year, we get a lot of questions about crusting and emergence issues. What are some of the things that growers should be doing or should be watching in their fields to try to avoid those problems?
Yeah, you know, if we look at crusting issues, really making sure that we've got a good seedbed, good soil aggregates at the time of planting. Make sure that we've done a good job of preparing that seedbed so that we don't have, you know, cloddy conditions that can affect that overall emergence, or make sure that we haven't tilled that soil so aggressively that it silts off and seals off. Those are a couple things we really want to watch. You know, and we've talked about kind of that nutrient balance. If we look at the CEC and the base saturation of different soils, we want to make sure that our, you know, we've spoken about it in the past, that calcium magnesium ratios are pretty in line. High magnesium soils can disassociate and tend to crust or seal over as well.
Yeah, that nutrient ratio is important. And so many times we'll be talking about nutrients like calcium, and we'll get some feedback from growers. A lot of them, oh, wow, it's made a difference on my farm. But then we'll get a few that'll say, well, I don't know why that's such a big deal, but you're absolutely right. When it comes to crusting, if we get that balance right and just work on a lot of those good long-term decisions for our soil, trying to build up organic matter and so forth, we can avoid a lot of issues in the short term.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, and if we kind of look at, you know, I know today's topic's around growth stages. You know, I think that's something that as we look at it from a tillage and nutrient standpoint, you know, growers, not only from a crop safety staging from a herbicide perspective, they really need to understand those crop safety or the crop stages to understand nutrient uptake times. You know, what B3, for example, is when that plant goes from really living on the seed to living on the soil. You know, that's a good stage to make sure you've got, you know, good drainage and good things that will promote an active root system as we take over from that seed to the soil. As we go into V6 stage, as we're setting the number of rows around, we want to make sure that plant's healthy. And then when we go into really that V10, V12, where we're setting the rows around, really rapid uptake stages, let's make sure that we've got a good comprehensive nutrient package or practices out there and good soil structure.
Yep, a lot of important steps along the way to get to that harvest that we all want to see. I've been talking with Eric Moore with Soil Warrior. Eric, thank you so much. Really appreciate having you on.
Thank you.
Got Tom Schmidt with us right now. He's an agronomist with Golden Harvest. Tom, thanks for joining us today.
How's it going?
Going well. All right.